When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1181. How much protein do you really need? Part 1 by Sridhar Tunjala of NerdGettingFit.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. And since it's Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, since it's the middle of the week, we may need a little bit of extra motivation to get us through these last couple of days. So I like to share an inspirational quote with you. And here's the one for this week. Quote, improvise, adapt, overcome. The mission of the U.S. Marine Corps. Now, today I have a bit of a longer post. So I'll read the first half today and then finish the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's get right to part one and start optimizing your life. How much protein do you really need? Part one by Sridhar Tunjala of NerdGettingFit.com. Protein is often considered to be the most important macronutrient. Especially if your goal is to lose fat and build muscle, designing your meal plan around protein is a smart approach, among other things. If you follow a bodybuilder's advice, the recommended protein amount goes up to 2 to 3 grams per pound of body weight. Once, a supplement store employee told me that I should be eating at least 500 grams of protein to get results. That's 2.5 grams of protein per pound of my body weight. However, the recommended dietary allowance, or RDA, for protein is only 0.8 grams per kilogram of body weight, or 0.36 grams per pound of body weight. Why is there such a big difference between these recommendations? What is protein? Protein in the context of food is one of 3 macronutrients found in foods. Calorie-containing foods have one or a combination of carbohydrates, fats, and protein. We use protein to build bones, muscles, connective tissue, hair, etc. Animal products and most plants contain some form of protein. Proteins are made up of a combination of amino acids. Depending on the food source, certain amino acids can be abundant or scarce. Since every amino acid has a different role in the body, not every protein is created equal. However, every protein has the same amount of calories. 1 gram of protein contains 4 calories. The recommended dietary allowance for protein is calculated based on the maintenance of our body's functions. Again, this means you need 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight to stay alive and healthy. So for a 70 kilogram or 154 pound man, this amounts to 56 grams of protein per day. For a 60 kilogram or 132 pound woman, this amounts to about 48 grams of protein per day. How much protein for muscle building? If your goal is to build muscle, the recommended dietary allowance is not going to be enough. You need to consume extra protein to be used for muscle building. We build muscle by challenging them to grow. After every workout, you create micro tears in the muscle. Over time, these tears are repaired and muscles get bigger and stronger to meet the demands. During this process, the body uses ample amounts of protein or amino acids. In the hierarchy of needs in the body, muscle building is not on the top of the list. Therefore, the protein you consume will be used primarily to keep you alive and healthy. If there's any protein left over, only then the muscle building process will be activated. One of the most popular names in the bodybuilding world, Jim Stepani, recommends you need to get 1.5 to 2 grams of protein per pound of body weight. For a regular person that eats meals 4 to 5 times a day, this number is very difficult to achieve. In fact, this number is not easy to achieve for bodybuilders either. That's why they reach for a protein shake a few times a day to reach these protein goals. Coincidentally, Dr. Stepani owns a supplement line and sells protein powders. I don't know if the high protein recommendation is a marketing ploy for his protein powder. Maybe he actually believes this recommendation and created his protein powders to help people reach the level of protein he recommends. I don't know about you though. I don't believe you need that much protein to build muscle. I personally prefer to look at what actual scientists say rather than supplement owners. In a review by Brad Schoenfeld and Alan Aragon, the authors conclude that daily protein intakes of 1.6 to 2.2 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight maximizes muscle building. To convert this into pounds of body weight, you would want to consume 0.72 to 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. How much protein for weight loss? What if your goal is to lose weight? Do you still need to eat high amounts of protein? The simple answer is, not necessarily, but it helps. If your goal is to lose weight, you need to create a consistent calorie deficit. That is, to eat fewer calories than you burn. Whatever diet you follow, there is no other way around it. Consistent calorie deficits, no matter from what macronutrients you eat, eventually puts the body under stress. Evolutionarily speaking, the body doesn't want to lose weight. It is a threat to life. Therefore, as you lose weight, your body's going to try to defend against more weight loss in various ways. This phenomenon is often labeled as starvation mode, but in reality, it is a healthy response mechanism called adaptive thermogenesis. In order to counter this metabolic slowdown, you want to take measures to increase metabolism. Hear how on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, How Much Protein Do You Really Need? By Sirdar Tunjala of nerdgettingfit.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I loved that Sirdar mentioned how important it is to consider the source before following anyone's health advice. He mentioned that someone with a side business of selling protein supplements may not be the most unbiased source when it comes to giving advice about protein recommendations. Here's the deal. Too much protein can also be converted to fat. The body is really good at taking any macronutrient, carbs, fat, protein, and storing it as fat. As Sirdar mentioned, it helps ensure our survival. Fat is a concentrated source of calories, and our bodies can store it really easily. So it's great for hanging on to when we don't know when our next meal is going to happen. So our bodies have figured out a way to store excess carbs, fat, and again, yes, protein, as fat in case we need them as fuel for later. And again, as Sirdar said, you can't just eat more protein and expect your muscles to grow. You have to first create a demand for their growth, and that only comes after working them. You have to use them. Then and only then will consuming that extra protein each day actually help you to build muscle. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.